ఆకాశమేఘం యజామహే సుగంధిం పుష్టివర్ధనముఖమివ వందనం మృత్యో ముక్షమమృత మృత్యో ముక్షమమృత త్ర్యంబకం యజామహే సుగంధిం పుష్టివర్ధనం ఉర్వారుకమివ వందనం మృత్యో ముక్షమమృత మృత్యో ముక్షమమృత త్ర్యంబకం యజామహే సుగంధిం పుష్టివర్ధనం ఉర్వారుకమివ వందనం మృత్యోర్ముక్షమమృత మృత్యోర్ముక్షమమృత త్ర్యంబకం యజామహే సుగంధిం పుష్టివర్ధనం ఉర్వారుకమివ వందనం మృత్యోర్ముక్షమమృత మృత్యోర్ముక్షమమృత త్ర్యంబకం యజామహే సుగంధిం పుష్టివర్ధనం ఉర్వారుకమివ వందనం మృత్యోర్ముక్షమమృత మృత్యోర్ముక్షమమృత త్ర్యంబకం యజామహే సుగంధిం పుష్టివర్ధనం ఉర్వారుకమివ వందనం మృత్యోర్ముక్షమమృత
Good evening. Welcome to our teleclass, Carrying the Light. You've been listening to an ancient healing chant, a Vedic chant, that's been sung for several thousand years as a way of healing the sick, protecting us in times of difficulty, and also increasing every good thing about our life. It's a chant that invokes Shiva, the ground of the universe, as the three-eyed one whose eye of knowledge is always awake, asking that this being free us from the grip of death and allow us to taste the nectar of immortality. And this version of the chant, if you're interested, is by Deva Primal and Mitten. It's, of course, available on iTunes and Amazon. And I thought it was important to recognize that along with the tools, our modern tools for creating calm and protection in times like this, we're joining with people throughout history, people who since the beginning of time have invoked healing power. So in this moment, which is tremendously serious, not just because it's so important to protect ourselves and others, but also because in this time we have such an opportunity for shifting consciousness. For so many years, I and many of you have been talking about and contemplating the shift in consciousness that's happening on this planet. We've sensed it coming. We've even sensed that we're kind of in the middle of it. We know it's necessary. Most of you have a strong intention to be part of that shift. And I suspect that many of you are realizing that this moment, right now, this time that is not going to be over in 15 minutes, but it's a time of pivot, a time when along with the uncertainty, there's an enormous capacity for change, personal change, social change. And even as we feel so vulnerable, when many of us are scared, when the cascading effects of the isolation policy are just becoming known, we can also realize, as many people are doing, that it is a profoundly creative moment. You know, as people all over the world find new ways to connect, people like us come together to share the power of our practice and our intention for goodness and our wish to change the trajectory of this time into something expansive and positive. You know, and what I am seeing is that all of us can be leaders in this change in whatever way is appropriate for us, and that it starts with changing our own hearts, our own responses. So this is a new time, and, you know, just as we are now able to spread a virus all over the globe, we're also able to spread our connections all over the globe. We're able to share space in the etheric realm in what I actually feel is a magical way, a way with enormous potential. You know, in the ether, in this realm, we connect to the deep presence of the heart of the universe, which is inside us, and also in every place our eyes fall. And it's in our connections. So this meeting actually is it's an experiment in creative interdependence. When we share space in this way, we're not just listening. We're joining a shared field of consciousness that can, momentarily at least, take us beyond our separateness, which allows us to tune into the subtle energy of our shared humanity, to offer our own personal energy signature into this shared field of light. So as we ring the bell, we come into a state of awakeness, a state of healing, and a state of vast potential, which I hope that we can take with us and allow to irradiate our lives. So in this call, we're going to be carrying the light together, anchoring the light are countless invisible beings, masters of my own lineages, the beings and masters of your own lineage, known and unknown. We'll be doing a series of processes and meditations to open ourselves to the direct transmission of love and grace that right now is flowing towards this community and flowing from this community. So there are about 500 people on this call, many more who will tune in tomorrow. We're here from all over the world in many time zones. And please know that the Shakti and the intention is just as powerful when you listen to the download as it is live. So let's begin by tuning into this community. And I'd like you to find a comfortable posture, to feel the connection of your body with the ground, with the earth, with the seat, to feel that in this grounded posture, the energy of your breath, of your exhalation, actually draws your torso upward so that your head is as it is suspended, as it were, from the ceiling. Your shoulder blades release onto the back. And you allow the breath to come softly and naturally from this open chest. Imagine that we're sitting together on the shores of a deep blue lake, a lake in the high mountains, surrounded by snow peaks. It's summer. The air is sweet. The lake is sparkling. And as we gaze into it, we can feel its depth and its vastness. It is the lake called Manasarovar, the Great Lake of Consciousness. And each one of us is here on the shores of the lake in our subtle forms, what we could call our soul form. So for a moment, be aware of our presence here. Whether you're visual or not, you can become aware of this shared space and of the presence of the lake itself. Feel that you can become aware of the glowing flame of consciousness inside your heart and of that flame in the hearts of everyone. And you might want to feel that other people in your life have also joined us at the lake, family members, close friends, acquaintances. Now, imagine that you hold a candle. Holding the candle in your hands, make an intention. May this flame bring courage and healing to me and to every one of us. May our courage and creativity ignite the courage and creativity of everyone in this circle. May love flow naturally from our hearts into the hearts of everyone we touch. May it flow to our leaders and to all those who are helping guide our responses to the pandemic. And may we all step into our own leadership. Now, see yourself placing the flame in the lake and feel that 1,000 lighted candles float on the great ocean of consciousness as we sit together and chant these mantras, this 4-line mantra, which many of you will have received in the mailing that Deb sent out. And if you didn't receive it, just listen. The translation goes, we offer salutations to Shiva, the primordial teacher, who is being itself, awareness itself, joy itself, who is formless, radiant, and full of peace, who is never not supporting us. Om Namah Shivaya Gurave Satchit Ananda Murtaye Nishprapanchaya Shantaya Niralambaya Tejase. Om. In Indian mythology, there is a story about goddess Kali, which I think is pretty apropos right now. She's fought a tremendous battle against demonic forces. She's intoxicated by her own fierceness. She's dancing so wildly that the planet itself is shaking. And finally, all the beings on the planet call out in terror to Kali's consort Shiva, begging him for help. And Shiva appears on the battlefield and lies down under Kali's feet. When she realizes that she's dancing on the prostrate body of her husband, the frenzy of the goddess dissolves in love, and Kali's destructive dance becomes a dance of grace. So Shiva, then, is that ground of calm and blessing and stillness that lives within all of us and which we'll invoke today. Kali, of course, is a goddess of transformation through crisis, the goddess of the wake-up call. And, you know, we all need to recognize and honor the fierce demand that Kali is making on for us. You know, it's so important to take her seriously, to recognize her message, to recognize that the intensity of this time really is what's needed for evolutionary emergence. But though Kali is the fierce face of transformation, she has another face, which we call Bhuvaneshwari, a name that means the spaciousness, the lady of spaciousness, the gentle holding energy who makes space for the natural world, who literally holds the cosmos in place. One of her forms is the healing energy that holds us through transformation and makes it possible. So both of these faces of goddess are in play now, and both of them live in your body, in your awareness, which means that in the waves of intensity, you can take refuge in that gentle quality of Bhuvaneshwari, which is holding you and never lets you go. So the paradox of our lives is that both energies are always at play in the world and in ourselves. And, you know, we've just gone through the equinox, which is the time these energies are in balance. And I think that's very significant because as light and dark, intensity and calm find moments of balance, what that means is that they're in equal strength in us. And finding them in ourselves allows us to reach the balance that all the traditions tell us is the field from which we awaken. And I also want to say, and I think many of you know this, that in history, pandemics have been engines for huge social change. Our modern sanitation system came about as a result of the epidemics of cholera and typhus that raged through Europe in the 18th and 19th centuries. The tragedies of HIV/AIDS actually opened Western societies to the gay rights movement and ultimately to marriage equality. So this one is going to catalyze big changes. And our clarity of intention and our willingness to be of service has huge potential to make a difference and really become the engine for the changes which can make our societies better. But to make this possible, because the power of intention really comes from our own stillness. You know, we can't make powerful intentions from a state of agitation. We need to take refuge in the heart and to tune into the healing power of consciousness, whom I call goddess, but which is really the ever-present creative energy that we all have access to. So bring now to let your breath, to begin now to let your breath bring your awareness into the heart, into the space in the center of your body behind the breastbone. You've been practicing for years to meet this moment. You've been through personal crises. You've built a life for yourself. You've had losses. You've lived with radical uncertainty. And you've cultivated the tools of meditation, of breathwork, of yoga, of witnessing. So you're prepared not only to stand steady through this time of pandemic, but to use this time to wake yourself up, to care for yourself and other people in new ways, to create a zone of healing that can become a healing space for everyone. So we're going to do three practices for centering and accessing the light. And from that space of what we might as well call enlightened awareness, because it is, we're going to create intentions. And we'll say more about this in a moment. They might be intentions for protection. They might be intentions for personal transformation. They might be intentions for positive social change. And because we're going to be making these intentions from a place of clarity and power, they won't be mere wishes. They will have the power of intrinsic wisdom, which is not just personal wisdom, but which is the wisdom of the universe. So we'll start by clearing the heart. And if your body has gone into a non-upright position, you can very gently bring yourself upright. Every one of us has certain limitations that we identify with and that make it difficult for us to evolve, that keep us stuck and keep us, let's say, selfish. Selfish not in positive ways, but in ways that keep us apart from each other and from the natural world. One of them is fear, one of these limitations. Another is the belief that we're weak or that we can go it alone or that we're broken or that we're better than everybody else or that we're so undeserving that grace can't touch us or that we're so entitled that nothing bad can ever happen to us. But no matter how many years you've held on to the belief, you can let it go. And the protocol that we'll be practicing with now is one that you can take with you and use again and again. And I offer it to you, and I actually suggest to you that you make it a practice. You make it a part of your practice. So right now, ask yourself, from the heart, what do I need to let go of in order to let in the light of healing and carry it in my body and mind? And just ask the question and notice what comes up. It might be something very specific. It might also be a kind of an unformed sense of obstruction or confusion. And for some of you, you might consider asking that anything that obstructs the flow of grace be cleared. So once you get a sense of what it is, imagine that this quality of obstructive energy actually takes the form of a veil made of dark smoke that is layered around your heart. And as you become present to this layer of obstructive energy, of smoky energy, also become aware that right in front of you has appeared a fire pit. The kind of fire pit that traditionally holds sacred flames, This is a true fire altar, blazing with subtle golden flames, alchemical flames. These are the flames of transformation that we are giving form to in this moment, in this act of collective imagination. Gaze at the flames. Feel their purity. And again, you don't have to do a perfect visualization. Simply having the sense of the fire, the sense of the healing alchemical fire, is going to allow this practice its power. Now, inhale and feel the presence of the veil around your heart. Name it, if you can, if that feels appropriate. Does it feel like more like fear or more like unworthiness? Does it feel like anger or despair? Or maybe it's just a combination. Inhale into that, and now exhale. As you exhale through the mouth, take your left hand and draw, have the sense that you're drawing this dark energy out through your mouth. If you've ever seen those pictures of someone drawing out a tapeworm, that's what you're doing. You're drawing the smoky energy of obstruction out of your heart, offering it to the fire. And you may do this with a few exhalations. As you offer it to the fire, have the thought, may this obstruction, this fear, this unworthiness, this anger, whatever it is, dissolve. May my heart be cleared of any traces of this veiling energy as we listen to the chant of Om. For the next inhalation, feel that you draw the golden light of the holy fire into your heart. These are cleansing and healing flames. This is light itself. And with the next breaths, you inhale the pure light of the flames into your heart, imbued with the sound of Om. And with the exhalation, let the light spread through your body. Let it give you power. Let it give you healing. The breath flows in and out. You bring your awareness for a moment or two more into the heart space, letting the inhalation flow into the heart center and allowing the exhalation to flow through the heart center with this sense of opening, enlivening, and light. Now imagine that there's a child sitting in front of you, a young child, perhaps 4 or 5 or 6 or even younger. And you look, as you look at the child, you realize that the child is scared and confused and that the child needs your love. At this moment, you are the person, the only person, who can help this child experience the healing power of that love that comes from the holy fire, that is the true light of healing. Say to the child, you are divine. You may be scared now. You may be confused. But none of these feelings touch who you really are. You are divine. Fear and confusion will pass. Your true being is light itself, is love itself. Know this. You are loved. You are loved. You're loved. Now, as you connect to this child, realize that the child is you. The child is you. This is the child you were in those moments when you experienced your first disillusionment, your first feeling of disconnection and abandonment, your first vulnerability and fear. This is the child who may have lost some of their ability to fully love and trust themselves and others. Feel that connection with the child who is you. And now imagine that a beam of light and love flows out of your heart. That light is golden, vibrant, absolutely infused with affection and awareness and wisdom and love. This light comes from your own divinity, your fully mature and awakened soul. Offer it. Let the light of your heart infuse the child with love, realizing that you can heal the suffering and misunderstanding that the child you experienced at a time when you couldn't heal yourself. Let the light flow with the sound of Om. tears come, let them. If memories come, let them. Let the light of your heart flow into the child and realize that there is a power here that can heal those wounds that you don't even remember, that can heal your past, and through this can make your subtle immune system strong and resilient for the presence. Now consider, what it would be like to be fully healed in body and mind. There is in you a memory of what that feels like. Bring it into your body. Have the recognition that you can envision yourself as fully whole, fully healed, fully empowered. Feel how your body feels, how it moves, what the quality of your speech is. What your understanding about the world is from this state of healing. With total courage and with absolute conviction, recognize this. Recognize this truth as your own. And now from this sense of your own wholeness and your own intrinsic creative power, consider what intention for healing you would like to give to the world. How would you like this world to be? Maybe your intention, or maybe the felt sense that arises, is for a creative project or an active contribution to social justice or an infusion of grace to a friend or family member. Or perhaps it is the intention to make your own spiritual practice so strong that healing will flow from you to everyone that you meet. So feel what's close to your heart, what you feel is yours to offer. And imagine that this intention this creative intention is actually flowing through every pore of your body, that it is flowing out from your body and manifesting through your life, through your conversations, through your movements, through what you eat, through what you say, through all the ways that you interact. Feel that as you cultivate the love of your own self, you cultivate your intrinsic power to make a difference. And see this irradiating, changing the world. Feel the power of your intention. At the root of our current social crisis is the global failure of self-love. I'm going to say that again. At the root of our current social crisis and everything that flows from it is the global failure of self-love. And it's that failure of self-love which makes it so hard for people to love each other. To heal the root of the crisis, we need to fill ourselves with self-love, with kindness, and let that radiate so that loving each other is not just an effort, but our natural state. Connecting to the heart, holding steady in your intention to connect to the heart, creates the fields through which intentions can become real. And the ability to clear ourselves of obstruction and to accept the love that the universe has for us allows us to immediately become agents of healing transformation. We do have the power to manifest healing for ourselves and the people around us. And as we accept that power, we really do find the enormous difference it makes in the world. And this is not a shallow kind of good feeling. It is the actual power of spiritual activism that we hold in our hearts. It's a very big deal. And this is our time. Can you take this question now into your day? How can I tune into the heart and draw light into myself at this moment? How am I anchoring the light? How do I come back to it when I forget it? What does it mean to share light with others? And by light, we mean the energy of the deep self, the subtle force of being, which is the creative field out of which all things arise. There's so many ways to experience it, visually, as luminosity, as a feeling of spaciousness, as those instincts of kindness, of peacefulness. So right now, with your breath, inhale with the thought, may I feel the love the universe has for me. And with your exhalation, may my love, which is the universe's love, help heal my family, my friends, my community. May this love, which is the universe's love, help heal my family, my friends, my community. Inhale, may I feel the love the universe has for me. Exhale, may that love bring healing to my community and to the world. Inhale with the thought, may we be happy. Exhale with the thought, may we be healed. Inhale with the thought, may we be lovers of this world. Exhale with the thought, may we be loved by this world. May I feel the love of the universe. May I offer that love to others. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be safe. May I be free. And begin to imagine people whom you love, one after another, bringing their faces before you, asking, may they feel the love the universe has for them. May their love help heal their world. May they be happy. May they be healthy. May they be safe. May they be free. One by one, bring before you the faces of people that you know who may be hurting or scared or ill. May they feel the love the universe has for them. May that love help others in their world. May they be happy. May they be healthy. May they be safe. May they be free. Imagine right now places in the world where people are suffering, where people are ill, where people are in danger. And inhale with the thought, may these people feel the love the universe has for them. Exhale with the thought, may that love heal all those their lives touch. May they be happy. May they be healthy. May they be safe. May they be free of suffering. May they be happy. May they be healthy. May they be safe. May they be free of suffering. We'll sit for a few moments with our attention in the heart, breathing sacred light into the heart, letting it infuse our bodies and flow out into the world, and having this thought, may we be happy, may we be healthy. May we be safe. May we be free. May we be happy. May we be healthy. May we be safe. May we be free. May we feel the love the universe has for us. May that love flow through us and heal everyone our lives touch. Find the words that resonate for you as you make that offering from the heart for the healing of yourself, of your family, and of the world. I want to thank you for being together with all of us this evening, or this afternoon, or tomorrow. I'd also like to ask you to hold this question: what would it feel like to experience complete healing of my body, mind, and heart, and to offer that healing to all? We can use the energy of this time to allow that to become a reality. And that's a promise that comes from the heart of the universe. And as you know, there are so many great spiritual offerings that teachers and practitioners are sending through the world, through the internet, through YouTube, through iTunes, through, you know, Instagram, through Facebook, through the telephone, and that means we have tons of support in this process. I'm also going to be offering some more free meditations and gatherings over the next few weeks. So if you're on my mailing list, you'll get notice of those. And I'm also beginning a teleclass on the foundational text of spiritual practice in the yoga tradition, called the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali. We're going to be unpacking it in a very, very practice-oriented way. So it will introduce you, or continue your study of this incredible fountain of yogic wisdom, and also allow us to practice with some very profound meditations, pranayamas, inquiries. One of the things that I've been finding in this time of isolation is that it gives me a lot more time to practice. And I hope this is true for you as well. May we be protected together. May we be uplifted together. May our knowledge become wisdom. May our wisdom become light. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful, beautiful week, evening. May everything conspire to allow you to draw in the light that surrounds us and to let it live in your heart. With so much love, Namaste.